today's GeoQuiz, we want you to name a remote cluster of islands just about 5 degrees south of the Arctic Circle. The islands lie northwest of Scotland in the North Atlantic. Atlantic puffins fly over the steep, rocky cliffs there. A helicopter flies in 2 to 3 times a week, too. That's so the 10 human residents get a chance to do a little off-island shopping. As for the weather on the day before Christmas, well, we asked a couple of the locals on the island of Doiman.
Hello, this is Jekvan.
Hello, this is Janos, and we are neighbors.
The weather today are snow, and it's cold, but it's nice weather to play with the children outside. It's sunny and a little bit of snowing, so it's good weather, yeah.
We'll check back with Janos and Jekvan in a few minutes while you come up with the answer. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The day before Christmas can be a busy one. Just take a glance inside any mall. It's likely to be crowded with last-minute holiday shoppers. But for our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a place where there are no crowds. It's an island that lies in the North Atlantic, about halfway between Iceland and Norway. Janos Diamond and Jekvan Petersen are neighbors. Gentlemen, greetings to you both.
Hi.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Tell us where you are and what's going on there on this night before Christmas.
Well, as you were saying, we live on this small island called Doimon. There's just the two families. I have to explain that Faroese tradition, the 24th today, it's the big day. It's the day where we open presents, where Santa Claus comes and we eat the duck and the goose. And the 25th is more like, well, that's the really holy day where you go to church, and 24th is more like the festive day where you open presents and sing some carols.
Well, I can hear the anticipation in the little kids' voices in the background. Christmas probably isn't a complete day of rest for you, is it? Your livestock still need to eat and be taken care of.
The usual chores, such as, we have a bit of cattle which need attending, milking the cow, for example, and giving them some hay because there's a lot of snow, so they won't find much feed outside. So, yeah, we have a lot of livestock, such as goose and ducks and hens and cattle, sheep, horses, dogs.
How many sheep do you have?
We have approximately about 450,
wow.
500.
I say wow because I saw the island you live on. It's just this little tiny mound out there in the ocean. What's it like to live as two families on this remote piece of land?
Well, you might say it's a bit special.
I'll bet it is.
It's a nice place, and I grew up here. And my neighbor, he's been here for a couple of years now, and I think he likes it.
Yeah, I do a lot. I'm living with his sister, and we got two children, and it's a good lifestyle.
So it's not like two rival families like the Montagues and the Capulets there.
No, we're just one big happy family.
Okay. Now, with the kids opening presents in a few hours, I imagine you had to do a little Christmas shopping. Does that take a lot of strategizing to get from the island to the mainland, find something that they'll like, or do you build stuff for them on the island?
We do a lot of both. We are making and creating Christmas for the children and ourselves, but we are also traveling to the mainland, as you said. We got the helicopters 3 times in the week.
So you have to be very careful about what you're planning to buy. You can't get back to the island and say, oh, I forgot breadcrumbs.
It's very hard to do last-minute Christmas shopping.
Right. Can you tell us, without them hearing in the background, what they're about to get?
We usually think a lot about what they get, because they have to grow up the same as other children, like maybe a little helicopter, maybe a little airplane, and something like that.
Right.
But when we are making and creating the Christmas, we're doing that by clipping and drawing and something here on the island.
Well, besides that, we have sheepskins for decorations. Also.
I imagine your Christmas dinner is going to be pretty locally sourced, isn't it?
The duck and the goose are, well, it's, how do you say it?
Grown up on the island.
Yeah, they're homegrown.
Homegrown.
Yes.
Maybe Janos and Jek, you can share a little Faroe Islands Christmas carol with us. Do you have anything you can pull out of your hat?
I don't know, maybe. We can try to ask the kids if they are up to for some singing.
We'd love that.
Yeah. It's called Lutla Fitta Nissamuin.
And rough translation?
Santa's little helper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Är du klar?
Jóla greiði manle ói, Jésu ári savít og ói. Nestur rúnt og ring, meður rúnt og í greiðin mónir ring. Hver mann alla vera nú, lusan og einhvað heldur pjú.
I think that was that.
Number one with a bullet on the island of Stora Dimun. That's from the families of Janos Urdiamond and Jekvan Peterson. Their kids singing Santa's Little Helper in Faroese. Very nice to speak with you, Janos and Jek. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, same to you. And have a happy Christmas and a good New Year's Eve.
In case you haven't figured it out, the answer to our geo quiz is the Faroe Islands.